In the NBA, the Charlotte Bobcats beat the Boston Celtics 89-83 last night, snapping the Celtics' four-game winning streak. Al Jefferson had 22 points and 11 rebounds for Charlotte. Elsewhere, Carmelo Anthony continued his success against Atlanta by scoring 25 points, and the New York Knicks regroup after blowing a 17-point lead to beat the Hawks 95-91. Sacramento took Brooklyn 107-86. Philadelphia topped Houston 123-117. Orlando 94, Milwaukee 91. Minnesota edged Cleveland 124-95. Toronto bested Memphis 103-87. It was San Antonio over Washington 92-79. Denver defeated the Lakers 111-99. Portland beat Phoenix 90-89. And Oklahoma City fell to the Clippers 111-103. In the NHL, the Buffalo Sabres, who have the NHL's worst record, overhauled their hockey department Wednesday morning, hiring Pat LaFontaine and Ted Nolan and firing coach Ron Ralston and general manager Darcy Rigier. Meanwhile, Minnesota beat Toronto 2-1 in a shootout. It was Philadelphia over Pittsburgh 2-1 and Dallas blanked Edmonton 3-0. In baseball news, Detroit's Max Scherzer and Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers are the runaway winners of the American League and National League Cy Young Awards, respectively. ESPN's reporting that a baseball source said Tuesday shortstop Stephen Drew won't return to the Red Sox because there's a number of teams willing to make him multi-year offers beyond what the Red Sox would do. In college football, number 20 Northern Illinois defeated Ball State 48-27. Florida State freshman quarterback Jameis Winston is under investigation in an alleged sexual assault reported nearly a year ago. And in college basketball, number 18 Oregon took Western Carolina 107-83. Jared Kofit, WAMC News.